From one meditation experience to another, you are invited again in the energy of that was brought in by Pragit and Julian of Alcazar to relax and simply be and allow yourself to continue the experience of your greater soul, of your super consciousness, of your greater awareness, of those higher dimensional frequencies that are you, and you're bringing them into this moment, into this presence, into your being, expanding even more, feeling the love that is your soul even more, feeling the compassion, the care, the shared community of the heart even more, the joy, the gratitude, the beauty and magnificence of your soul even more, the eternalness, the beingness, the majesticness and grandness and glorious of your soul even more. The empowerment, the healing, the wisdom, the understanding, the solution solver, the peacemaker of your soul even more. The one who brings the light, the one who brings peace, the one who brings resolution, the one who brings healing and love where it's needed, and listens to his intuition and guidance from his soul even more. The one who honors its own sacredness, its own divinity, even more, even more, even more.
And so, beloved ones, we greet thee. 'Tis Alcazar. The energy fields that you have been creating together are still here. And so we invite you all to take a moment and simply feel. Feeling self in the body. Feeling the space, the field of potential that is all around you. Beloved ones, you are hearing these days about the potentials that are before you as you navigate awakening in mass, enlightenment as an entire planetary civilization. Can you recognize the staggering beauty of the challenges you face? Can you recognize the potential that is before you? We have said to you, community, looking in each other's eyes, the embrace. This is what assists you in coming alive again, in sparking that unique contribution that you are here to make And yet there is nothing to do. You can relax, beloved ones. For the more you relax, the more you can actually sense your own unique spiritual energy within you. The more you relax, the more you can actually align to synchronicity. And so, beloved ones, you are here in a moment of great change, and we will continue to speak through this one, Pragyit.
Take a moment and tune in to your own energy. Feel the vibration within. Invite all the beautiful beings who brought their energy here a few moments ago to vibrate you a little deeper. If you can feel that vibration, can you sense that this is a taste of who you are? We know you. We recognize you. And we know who you are becoming. We know who you are becoming. So, beloveds, do not be concerned. Do not even be afraid when things change around you and you are uncertain about what is occurring. Remember, you are part of this beautiful family. You are not alone. Reach out, connect. We wish also to say to you that even though it seems like your planet is in distress, there are technologies waiting to be revealed to you. They are already here on your planet. They are waiting for the right time to be shared. That time has nothing to do with your linear clock time. It has to do with the vibration of humanity. As you raise your vibration, these gifts can come to you. Understand that humanity is all connected energetically. There is a field, the morphic field of humanity. It connects you all, unseen and unfelt by most, but it is there. As you individually raise your vibration, as you start to live your truth, as you start to vibrate at a higher level, your new vibration influences, raises the vibration of humanity. All are connected. Those with high vibrations, those with lower vibrations, you are all connected. And as the morphic field is raised by those who are beginning to awaken, you bring up those of the lower vibration. Even though they are struggling to hold on to the old systems, as you raise the vibration, they are touched by your energy. You start to raise their frequency also. And as their frequency begins to raise, their attitude begins to change. The separation starts to move back towards oneness. And as we said before, in order to experience duality, you need both sides. In order to experience oneness, you need to gently bring those two sides together. You do this not with conflict or argument. You do it with love and compassion. As we have said before, you have lived so many lives here on your earth. And beloved ones, you have lived both sides. You have been a light worker. You have been one of those holding those lower frequency energies. It is part of the human experience. And now, you are the way showers. You are the ones saying, okay, enough of this. Let us invite all those that we know, the angels, the masters, the star families, all the different benevolent realms. Let us invite them to remind us, to call us back home, to assist us to return. And as we do so, as this planet gently raises its vibration through the change in humanity, you will be welcomed. You will be welcomed into the galactic communities. They are waiting. And more you will see signs in the heavens. More and more craft demonstrating their presence, as has been happening. Beloved ones, we are with you. It is time. You know this. It is time for you to claim that which you truly are. And we are here to love you along your path.
Greetings, dear ones. I am Kryon of Magnetic Service. I want to paint a picture. Perhaps it's not one that you have thought of. It has to do with what you're seeing. I told my partner some years ago to take as many channelers as he could and put them on stage together. The first time this was done, it was done in a country that was not the one you sit in. There was apprehensiveness with him, where he came from an age when he started, where everyone had a different message. And much like that which you see today in some of the other spiritual organizations, you followed one channeler or another. This began to change in 2012. And on this stage, this very stage, I asked my partner to do it again. What I want to tell you is this. All of those channelers had the same message. What you are seeing now is a coherence of message. All of those who were brought in by Alcazar and will be brought in this very day have the same message. And you may think, well, what happened to the other days when humanity would gravitate to one or the other and there would be great separation between belief? Part of what the shift is creating is oneness. It's a oneness of message from the other side of the veil as well. How many have to sit in front of you and tell you that the future holds magnificence? It's seen this way. It is not a hope. This is a projection of something that has been seen before. It's an expectation. Humanity has free choice. But already that free choice has moved past the peg. Light is winning. Light is winning. There is great excitement that you might say the other side of the veil, which is, by the way, creeping closer to you. There is great excitement over one thing that is taking place, and the one thing is you. And this coherent message is everywhere, no matter who sits on the stage. These days in particular will give you the same message. And if you could go beyond those on the stage and ask so many more, what's happening? What is humanity doing? What's going on? If you could feel excitement in an angelic realm, there's a disco ball going on. That is the promise. That is why there is such a collective oneness of idea, of promise, of message, and of love. This is new. Go back to your history and see. How many times can one church split into others? How many hundreds of churches do you find today? Because there was a split of what? Opinion, perhaps. Consciousness, perhaps. The disagreements, perhaps. What do you see on this stage? There is a oneness that belongs to you. The excitement is because of you. Dear ones, this is the end of the conference for the second day, as planned. These beloveds next to me will come back. There will be an exposure of the Stargate energy, more information. But I want you to watch for one theme: oneness, promise, and love for all of you. I am Kryon, in love with humanity, and so it is.